Proverbs chapter 24, verse 14. I bring you a word from the Lord. Salt. Let's start from verse 13. He said, my son, eat thou honey. Hallelujah. It's an entreaty that you must not ignore. You know how we entreat our children, these child, eat now, eat it now. Now, this is an entreaty you must not ignore because there is an end in it. He said, my son, eat honey because it is good. And the honeycomb, which is sweet to your taste. You know, Dee and I were talking about it. We were just talking. The grandbody, our grandbody came visiting recently, and I made okra soup for him. Oh boy. It was good to his taste. I saw Dee feeding him. It was like Dee wasn't fast enough. He would be drawing his hand like this. I said, Isan, if it pounded you, I would say, oh. Say, sweet to your taste. You know, sometimes we don't embrace something because it's not yet tasted. When you taste it, Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Now, the same thing God is teaching us this month. He said, if you taste it, he says, so shall the knowledge of wisdom be to your soul. If you, can we say KJV, please? He said, when thou hast found it, it's a product of time. Until you found it. Say, I found it. Yeah, my God. He said, when thou hast found it, then until you find it, you can't derive a reward. You can't derive the benefit. And that's what makes your expectation come to pass. You know, in my office, you know, in my career life, it's important to understand the expectation of your both your client and your boss, so that you can package your product accordingly. Okay? Now, we have, you know, how we know what we want, but we don't know how to get it. The Bible is saying here, when you found it, it will deliver an expectation that is sure and secured. There's no point getting a sure expectation that is not secured. You know how you can get a sure job, only that you can't retain it. Say not here. That's the wisdom. Oh my God. We not only give you what you expect, it will secure it. Many people have what they wanted, like Adam and Eve. They were in Eden, but they could not secure it. You know God secure it to make sure it's not lost or stolen. And God warned them. He said he put them in the garden to dress it. And to keep it. Can I tell you something? If God tells you to do anything, that thing he told you to do is necessary. About get me? If he said don't fear, fear will approach you. That's the point. You didn't catch it. Yeah, God doesn't just talk as if he doesn't know what he's saying. You may not have an insight to why he's telling you what he's doing, but you do what he says. If you just wanted them to dress, you know how people get married? They can dress it, but they can't keep it. So not here. It's not dressing alone that makes it work. Say, I secure it. You know what it means to secure it? To fasten it so that it will be unmovable. Are you here? You need to fasten. You need to know how to see. You know how you have security measure. You know what I'm saying? That's how you need to. Wisdom will not only help you gain what you are looking for, help you secure it too, so that it's not lost, stolen, or destroyed. Because the person you are dealing with, roaming around, is seeking whom to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But wisdom is profitable. Say, what wisdom is profitable? To direct. Salt. Mark chapter 9, verse 50. So by the help of the Holy Ghost, you have to go get salt, my people. You know how many times, you know, it shall happen to me. Maybe I want to eat something and there's no salt. Then there's no point cooking it. You didn't catch it. No, I just resign. I said, no, I will leave it. I'll go and get salt first. Then that's what makes every other thing meaningful. Hallelujah. Have you left? Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. With all your gettings. So what are you marrying for when you don't have salt? Oh, my people, it won't be edible. Job 6:6. Can you eat that which is unsavory without salt? You think everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything, including life, including anything. Hallelujah. Can an unsavory thing be eaten? Can you deal with it without treating it? Oh, you don't know it takes, relationship needs to be salted. Otherwise, you live on the tree, I tell you. Then one day, you know, the tree will say, well, oh God, go and find your way. But you live in the midst. Because you do what? You have salt. Mark, I better get me, my people. You have to learn how to cure it. Eh? You have to know how to do what? Make it edible. Make it palatable. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. My people, if you see anybody whose life looks good, truly, not like fake. Not on social media. You know? God bless my brother. You should see him. He will be coming by the grace of God. Oh my God. When he comes here, I don't like taking pictures with him. Because I will end up on Facebook. So if he says, let's take pictures, I will. Now, he fell sick. And he lost all his weight. Then he sent me his picture. Not on Facebook now. He says, so I've lost all my weight. Now, some people are running mad. Seeing him on the Facebook. They didn't know it's a captured moment. My people, don't kill yourself. Anybody is feeling, who is living a life that is true and meaningful? He said, can that which is unsavory be eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the whiteness of an egg? See, I will treat it. Attributes of salt. Attributes of salt. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Salt is a seasoning. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. He said, let your speech always be with grace. My God. My God. My God. My God. I don't care where I'm served. If I taste it, I don't think it tastes nice. I make it edible. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you know, nobody can control that. And that's the blessedness of having salt. Capacity to rearrange it. And make it what? Edible. If you don't do that, may you not die soon. In the name of Jesus. Oh my God. You don't know that. You know all the food we ate? That meat don't have salt. Once you buy it, I say you just push it in. But what does salt make it do? It makes it edible. Hallelujah. It makes it what? So you have to interact with life and all its offerings. Hallelujah. You have to interact with life and all it offers. You get the taste you desire. You'll find it like that. In the name of Jesus. He said, seasoned with salt. What is a seasoning? A seasoning enhances flavor. That thing has a flavor. You know, because you have salt to fish, will not make it taste like meat. Like cow. About get me? Yeah, so that thing, that offering has its unique offering. Of course, successful marriage does not translate to successful career. So because you have salt to marriage, does not mean you won't have salt to
Otherwise, you'll be living with your husband. Or your wife, he said, you to go and work. Or, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, you have to see.
What I want to bring through here is this. Every area has its unique offering, like meat, like fish, like cow, like shrimps.
But none of it is edible, except you season it. Until recently, you know, I don't know. I mean, don't put this to heart. I don't know whether we need dentist. Because the first time I go to the dentist, I don't come back home like, my mouth, oh, my head, oh. Anyway, they said they are going to remove it. I said, it, okay. I'm not coming again. You see this? I'm going to the grave with it. Praise God. So, to manage it, I started avoiding strong meat. I have to start liking fish. You know, what I'm sharing this with you is this. Say, deal with it. You know, I'm 60 now. I can say anything and get away with it. Praise the Lord. You know, I called somebody. I sent an invitation to somebody. I don't know, maybe this person thought I would be unhappy. He didn't know I have salt. He said, ah, so you are growing old, though. I said, yes, yeah, so people will not start standing up for me anywhere I go. Ah! He didn't know that I quickly added salt to it. I said, you too, when you are there, you stand up for me, I will sit down. The person didn't mean it to be palatable, but I did what? Give God a hand clap. Oh, yeah. I'm so glad I'm 60. Hallelujah. I have no regret. I'm not going to die anything. I asked out to it. So when the person heard that, he said, that's a badge. That's a badge. I said, I will be waiting for you to become 60. Then some people will stand it up for you. Light up. You have to have salt to it. What is unpalatable, unholy, unhealthy, unsavory? If you can't have salt to it, cannot be. You won't die. Because sometimes this thing trouble our heart, trouble our mind, make us are so unsettled. Not knowing that you just need to add seasoning to it. Salt is a stimulating condiment. Stimulate the what is unsavory. It makes you comfortable to deal with it. That's not how you were served, but that's not how it was taken. Give God the hand clap. Number two, salt is an healing agent. It's a healer. You may have been bruised. Unfair commentaries. Things that could have brought you down. I remember one day, D wanted to get some things out of the freezer. You know how you put up the freezer so that you can thaw and stuff like that. So, anyway, you know, you just forgot. Then she went there. And she started treating it with salt, mommy. She started treating it with salt. Began to heal it. Then, not long ago, I went to use one of those recovered. Then I told her, I said, this is that thing you recovered that day. Because she swore to herself, me, throw this thing away. No way, I'm not going to throw it away. So she healed it. Right now, you have to know how to heal it. I will get me, my people. Otherwise, the soul will be deep and bad. 2 Kings chapter 2. Salt is a healing agent. 2 Kings chapter 2. From verse 21. See what it says. The man of God, Bible says, the water of Jericho was bad. God didn't start with very, very good. He started with very bad. My hope and prayer is that you can ask for it and treat it. If that's the way you want to serve it, don't worry, bring it. I will treat it. And he went forth unto the spring where that problem, where that thing was issuing out from, and cast salt in there. From verse 19, the men of Jericho, we shared this last week, they went to, he said, look, my God, this thing, you see how this thing is perfect finish. I know things are not right. I'm being wounded. What is coming out is killing me. But the man of God said, bring a new cruise. You see, that new cruise is a new you. The one free from damage. Because you can't put new wine. He said, bring me a new cruise, but let it have salt. And the one to whom salt was brought, who had salt, treated the world. That's how we treat it too. Are you here, my people? That's how you see us, you see, come every Sunday. You think Monday to Friday, Saturday was like that? No, we treated it before we came. He said, and he went unto where that thing was issuing from. Stand up on your feet. I don't know whatever memory you have that is disturbing you. You know, it can be a treatment, it can be a loss, it can be anything, my people, anything. I say, Lord, God, just talk to God. Heal it today. Go ahead. Go give what God said. Because we can't go here like we came. Heal it today. Heal it today. Let this spring be healed. A spring is where something issues out from. You may have been happy until you remember. But God will heal it today. So that the memory of it will not even grieve you again. Because it cured. In Jesus' name we pray. Have your seat in his presence. And he said, bring me a new cruise and put salt in it. Mark chapter 9, verse 50. He says, have salt in yourself. That's the new you. Have salt. Salt is good. He said, have salt. Did you see that? Have salt in yourself. That old self didn't have salt and is killing. My people. You know, when I say I remember many things, and then I said, thank God, it's derived from cure that God gave those situations. I beg, get me. Many of you, it's not because I had increase in pay. It's not, thank God, they increase. No. There are things that are deep and dark, but God brought us out. Glory to God. And the memory doesn't grieve at all except to give God thanks. Who are there salt with? Let's go back, man. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 21. It's chapter 2, I'm sorry. He said, and he went unto the spring of the waters, Shagar, and cast salt there. And said, I have healed these waters. The one that hit me most is that, look at verse 22. He said, and the waters were healed. He didn't say that day. He said, to this day. It's a different, that's a lot of difference. In, I like that. So that it doesn't matter how long you live. It's not that you have dementia, that's why you don't. None of us with dementia, none of us will experience that. In the name of Jesus. He said, the water was healed unto this day. Doesn't matter the future that follows it. Certified well. Say, certify well. Oh, you go to Carlo, they say, certify used. But don't worry, don't go. This one is certified. Salt is a permanent healing agent. Like I share with you about what was recovered from the fridge, it brings recovery and it brings restoration. The last and the third one, because we have to close. Salt is a preservative. To remain optimal, effective, incorruptible. I've seen things change over time. You know, in 60 years, what I've, in my 50 years, I came up with something I learned. That is God. In my 50 years, I came to the conclusion that there is God. In 60 years, my people, man changes. Man does what? Don't bank on it, including yourself. You know what you believe before, you don't believe again. You know what you don't believe before, you believe now. We change. I've seen people who are good and great friends. They become sworn enemy because man changes or changes. I've seen people who are sworn enemies. In fact, one of them said they were pinching each other. Ah, is it for real? Are we friends again? If you know that, you carry salt around so that when an unsavory change is erupting, you know how to salt it. Don't let it cut your heart, despair, make you mad as if there's no cure. Say carry salt around. Yeah, because he said have salt in yourself. Salt is a preservative. Psalm 16, man. Psalm 16. He says, preserve me, O God. You don't know we need preservation. You know what Jesus said? He said, if the days were not cut short, even the very elect will be deceived. The level of delusion that this Satan will bring. Can I tell you something? If you keep hearing some negative thing, it will relax your resistance to it. You may not believe in divorce before until everybody is divorcing, then you say, oh, nothing wrong with it. Say not here. Bible says if we hold fast to the end, because if you don't hold fast to the end, it can erode. Salt is a preservative. Why did Paul say I kept the faith? Say people change. One has Demas. He said, Demas has forsaken me, haven't loved this present world. He was part of the evangelist before. Let's stand up on our feet. Salt is a seasoning. It can make distasteful thing edible. Salt is a healing agent. It can bring recovery. You can get that thing back, my people. It can be restored. You can have your whole heart back. You can have that thing that was lost, painfully lost. You can have it recovered. Salt is a preservative. Look at Mark chapter 9, verse 50. He said, have salt in yourself and have peace one with another. That's preservation. When you have salt, it gives you an effective status that continues to flow in a straight line because you administer salt that keeps it so. Wisdom is the metaphorical salt of life. Is the metaphorical salt of life. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Not the person that they increase his pay. Not the one that everything is going right, you know. Can I tell you something? Can I say something? Things don't go okay for a long time. I tell you, have you noticed? Things don't go okay for a long time. not in this environment. This heart is hostile to what is good. It takes effort to keep it. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that get understanding. Look at verse 17. For our ways are ways of pleasantness, and all our paths are peace. So quickly, where do I get it? Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. I have to close. My people. You can't find it anywhere but in God. And if you cannot admit God, then you cannot interact with wisdom. He said, the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh understanding. How does one get it? Roll up to verse 4, my sister. If thou seek her as silver. My people, it's not transferable. You have to have it. It's like certificate. Imagine somebody being a doctor and transfer his certificate to his son. I will it. Just will him to jail. Let's lift our prayers to God. I said, Lord, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom. Don't let it end here. You have to carry salt around. You have to carry salt around. I don't know, maybe you have been cooking some things in life and there is no salt at home. Can you turn off the gas, please? Turn it off right now and go after wisdom. Go and get salt first. Make a quick dash to ShopRite or anywhere. But our ShopRite is God. Say, Lord, okay, I turn off the gas under this thing. Length of days are in his right hand. That's what the Bible says. Happy is everyone that retain her. You will return to that same situation, but with a different approach. Father, we bless you. Go ahead and talk to God. I say, Lord, I bring this cruise myself to you. Put salt in it. Man of God said, bring me a new cruise with salt in it. Then you can administer and interact with it. My dear family. You will bring order out of disorder. You will bring good out of that which is void and black, like God. You will bring joy out of that which is sorrowful. You will bring light out of that which was dark. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We honor you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. All right, please don't be in a hurry. Just give God 1 minute. Okay, let him do what he wants to do. Don't say amen until I finish. Okay, it is we have talked. It is not our time to talk again. Daddy, you said you did. They that seek you must know that you are a rewarder. You didn't bring us here to have us taste this thing by hearing them. And left us wishing without experiencing it. Father, over this house, and by extension, people, areas, or activity, we are connected in some way or other, in family circle, career, in finances. Father, everything that constitutes our being and its health, administer salt today. Administer salt today. You said in your word, can that which is unsavory be eaten without salt? Hitherto, we have been dealing with which is unsavory, barren salt. We halt that trajectory. Let it not continue that way in the name of Jesus. Salt is a seasoning. Salt is a healer. Salt is a preservative. Daddy, achieve all of this in every unique area to everyone, that we all may have a common experience that it is now well done. Thank you, precious Father. Let your children return with a testimony, bearing their hand proof of the result of wisdom in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please stretch your hands towards me also. Just pray, Lord, don't let